Thank you for calling Therapy Well. You're speaking with Freya.
Hey, First on a World. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm just calling in regards to the speech therapist for Lucas and what is available before I lock in with this other company. I did send an email in regards to it, so I just wanted to find out what the details are.
Absolutely. Let me have a quick look for that email. Sorry, I'm not here for the rest of the week, so I sometimes miss those ones. Was it the one on Wednesday? Lovely. Oh, so for...
No idea.
Yeah, that's all good. So we have a new speech pathologist starting with us next month, Jasmine. They are going to be doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at Upper Mount Gravatt. Would that work for you guys at all?
It's probably a bit far.
Yeah.
What hours are they doing?
So they're doing full days on the Wednesday to Friday. So it looks like on Wednesday and Thursday, they can do appointments from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Fridays, they do 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're wanting to do like after school or something like that, it might be a little easier too.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll have a think about it, but I think I'll leave it for now just due to distance, and we're actually trying to get them to law school. They've kind of really got nothing left after school, and they've got they're kind of maxed out with how much time we can take them out of school without it interfering school, if that makes sense, with all their other
therapies. Absolutely,
therapy.
And with all the travel and things, that will be very difficult. Yeah, no worries at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, no worries. If you need any information from any of like the clinicians, if you need anything from like Karen or from Rosie to help with that transition to a different practitioner as well, I know it can be a bit difficult. Let us know because you know they can like communicate if you like with the new speech pathologist if you need them to.
Yeah, well, he hasn't started with a speech pathologist. We've been on the wait list for over a year. And not be able to get in, which is why I'm like, we need to start seeing someone because he's got nap legs there and he still can't read. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you do decide to go with the other option as well, just let us know and we can help with, you know, any transitionary stuff for that. But also let us know if you feel like the Upper Mount Gravatt would work for you.
Yeah, we'll do. All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.